During the commercial break, we were making our way south on 10 to Tucson to bring Cody in the conversation, but I gave the pilot instructions to blow past Tucson. Stein's on the line, calling in from the Green Valley Sorita Chamber of Commerce event. We're going to bring Susan in before we circle back around and take Cody's question with an open line at 1-888-767-4348. We had mentioned you can order our calendar online if you're listening on our KGVY or KNST radio affiliates in Southern Arizona, and you pass yourself by the Rosie on the House booth at the 23rd Annual Business Expo and Taste of the Valley at the Visitor Center. Look for Susan. She's got a calendar for you there.
Good morning,
right, Susan?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys? So I was just Googling everybody that was setting up. Yeah, I'm down at the Desert Diamond Casino and Entertainment Center, the one that's on Pima Mine Road. And we're doing the Business Expo today. It runs from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And there's about 60 different vendors here. We're here, so definitely come and pick up your home maintenance calendar. And I still have some state park passes. So come by the booth and pick one of those up. So you can come visit one of our great state parks. One of our partners, Green Valley Cooling and Heating, is here at the show as well. And they're actually celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. In addition to the expo, across the hall is the Green Valley Taste of Tucson. And there's a whole lot of great food to be had and tried out at the Taste of Green Valley.
Susan, what was the place that the walkers took us to, that Italian restaurant in Green Valley? Do you remember the name?
It was Tagliina Ragazzi.
I thought it was fabulous.
Yeah, it was. It was very good. My mom is here at the booth with me today. Maybe I'll take her to lunch over there.
There you go.
When we're done. Yeah, it was very good.
And thank you for clarifying the location. The logo says Green Valley Sorita Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, so I assumed that's where it's at, but it's not. It's at the Desert Diamond Casino, and we've got a pin drop there on that. In the events tab of Rosie on the House, you can find this event along with other events going around the great state of Arizona. The Arizona Mineral and Fossil Show's coming up. The Native Tribal Festival is coming up. The 70th Anniversary Gold Rush Days is coming up. We're getting into our heavy event season in Arizona. So you can always
to clarify, there are two Desert Diamond casinos in the Green Valley area. So this is the one on Pima Mine Road, not the one that's near the Tucson Airport.
Gotcha. Well, we appreciate it, Susan, and hope you all have a great morning out there in Green Valley.
We will. Thank you. Have a great morning yourself.
That's Susan Steinkrieger, our Southern Arizona Partner Development and Public Relations Manager. We appreciate taking time and being out in the public.
And you're at Ragazzi's.
Ragazzi's.
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
It is really good.
Yes.
Susan was on one of those crazy diets like Katie was talking about. I felt a slight bit guilty sitting next to her. She was eating a salad, but as soon as I started, I got over it. Let's circle back up to Tucson and bring Cody in the conversation and see how we can help him on this beautiful Saturday morning.
Hello, Cody.
Good morning.
Oh.
He is a she.
Okay. Very good.
Rosie's a he.
Yeah, right.
No, you said Cody was a help him?
Well, I apologize. Well, how can we help?
Okay. No problem. It's very common. We are building a house. My exterior, the front door and another door are getting a lot of afternoon sun. They're knotty alder.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there was maybe a couple options, a product we could use on them to protect them, or even a product that we could purchase. We have, you know, there's a porch too, but it still comes under the porch, the sun. If there was something we could hang or, you know, install to protect them.
Well, in anything to take the sun off, sunscreens, some kind of shade, anything like that is going to help. That's for sure. As far as products, I'll tell you, Naughty alder exposed to the sun like that is going to be a regular maintenance issue. It's something you're going to have to deal with all the time.
And
you're going to have to stay ahead of it, because I don't know what the new home builder put on it, but if it's a stain grade product, they stained it and then they hopefully put like a marine varnish over the exterior of it. As that begins to crack, and it will because of the joints of the wood and the thermal expansion and contraction of the wood itself, the varnish will crack. Once it starts cracking, moisture will get in there, actually start sunburning it off, and you want to keep it treated before you start seeing all that. So it isn't too much to think you're going to have to do that at least once a year. And down in Tucson, Rosie Certified Painters are New Frontier Painters and Arizona Painting Company.